Por favor, dale like y suscríbete. Gracias. Buenos días, es Ganzo G haciendo un video de borrando racismo. Pues vámonos. Hi friends, I just want to do that little tidbit CL turnout. Yes, one of my good friends on Merovingian Club short story said, yeah, try it in Spanish. So I was like, huh, it was a little different gear, but you know, it is what it is. Yes, friends, this thing is about ending racism. Am I going to end racism? No. Do I want to stop racism? No. So what am I doing? Making fun of niggers. Yeah, look at this negroid. That's supposed to be a gangster. But look at the original gangsters. Yeah, fucking night and day, right? Well, what other bullshit are niggers doing? I don't know. Let's find out. Yes, look at this fucking Aunt Jemima looking ass niggerous bitch. Yeah, she's using Bible people to smoke some reefer. Damn, isn't that shit like something you would do in high school? I remember doing that shit in high school myself. Yes, when people piss out their fucking Bibles. Incidentally, if you are gonna use it for making your joints, use the paper that's made out of rice. Yeah, there's rice paper. Yeah, you can tell it because it feels nice and fine. Oh yes, that's how you could tell the difference between regular paper and rice paper. But I guess this bitch can't afford fucking zigzags or fucking top fucking rolling papers. Well, whatever, right? You do what you gotta do to get high. I understand. Anyways, let's continue. Yes, friends, I have this clip of this nigger talking shit about a crippled nigger talking shit about white people that they block her, or him, whatever, from being a runway model. Yes, this nigger right here, this bald one, he's actually a decent nigger. Not all niggers are fucking stupid, but a lot of them are, so yeah, buddy, just because I'm calling you a nigger, I'm just trying to be funny. You're actually a decent fucking dude. Anyways, see what you gotta do, buddy. Let's continue.
I ain't never heard of anything like this.
When I first started working,
yes, the bald nigger is talking shit about this nigger bitch, which is actually a dude in a fucking dress. Yeah, this nigger bitch dude thing, it wants to be a fucking supermodel. Yeah, do you consider this creature a fucking supermodel? This fucking broken construct? Yes, friends, this is the shit that we live in. You got these fucking creatures that want to be something that they're not. Yes, well, I want to be a helicopter. Am I going to be a helicopter? apparently I am. Well, anyways, let's continue.
I was an anomaly to the industry.
Well, according to the Brave browser, deviation or departure from the normal or common order, form, or rule. So yeah, you are a fucking deviation of fucking what's supposed to be normal. Yeah, does this creature look fucking normal? No! Yes, what the fuck are you trying to accomplish besides fucking up fucking the order of things, huh? I don't know. Well, whatever. Let's continue.
Arguably in many ways today, really I still am.
You know what, friends? You know how they're saying that in the year 2012 that the world ended? Yeah, I think that that thing did happen. That's when the rapture happened. And all these creatures here are the fucking demons. And we're the ones that got left behind. Yes, friends. Well, fuck it. If we're the ones left behind, then maybe we should turn this fucking hellhole into a dark paradise. Who's with me, huh? Yay! Anyways, let's continue.
I think it's time to see the quiet part out loud.
Okay then, don't mind if I do. Let's see the quiet part out loud. You are a nigger. You're not a woman. You even never will be a woman. And you're disgusting. You're just a fucking perversion of fucking humanity. So you need to go back to hell. Yes, friends. And remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only. These are my delusionals. So if I'm fucking mentally ill, what does it make this person, huh? Anyways, let's continue.
The fashion industry is unlikely to book or pay black trans feminine.
Yes, you think this nigger bitch is gonna be doing fucking runway modeling? You can't even fucking walk, you dumb retard. What the fuck's wrong with you? You're a disgusting nigger. Yes, there are pretty fucking nigger fucking models, but you're not one of them. And what the fuck's wrong with you? Who's the one that said they had good genes? Yeah, it's not you, bitch, so fuck you. That's all I have to say about that shit, so let's continue.
And or physically disabled models to do runway, editorial, and or campaign because of an absence of whiteness
You're fucking stupid. Why are you blaming white people because you can't be a runway model? Shouldn't you be blaming your genetics, God, or your parents? Yeah, maybe your parents should have been doing drugs and you wouldn't be fucking born crippled. Yeah, maybe you should be blaming God for not making you into a woman. Yeah, and maybe you should be blaming yourself for being fucking retarded. Yeah, there's a lot of shit you should be blaming. Not white people. White people are just white people. Yeah, that's like fucking blaming fucking ants for being ants. You're fucking stupid. What the fuck's wrong with these people? Oh yeah, that's right. They're stupid. Anyways, let's continue.
So this black man saying that the white man won't let them do, white people won't let them do.
Yes, friend, why don't you go ask him what's wrong with him? Yes, I know he's not a woman, but what the fuck? Maybe you could have a fucking black-on-black talk. Yeah, you start doing your yo-yo shit, and maybe you guys could come into a consensus, and you could tell him to stop putting on dresses and, yeah, I don't know, man up, maybe? Maybe it's just wishful thinking on my part. Anyways, let's continue.
Modeling, because transgender thing? I don't know.
Yeah, man, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with these people. Fucking mental illness is a hell of a ride. What can I say? Well, enjoy!
This so-called, quote-unquote, transgender is blaming whiteness for not being able to be a runway model.
Yeah, that's fucking totally fucking retarded, in my opinion. Yeah, that's like if you're white and your girlfriend's white, but then she gives birth to a black baby? What the fuck? Yes, friends, that's the world we live in. Enjoy.
That is the dumbest. Satan, what's wrong with the devil? What's wrong with... What else you gonna come up with, Satan?
Yes, Satan. What other bullshit you have up your sleeve, huh? What other things are you gonna be coming up? Are you gonna make some other fucking Cenobites? Yes, friends, these motherfuckers, they bring this shit to our world, and what are we gonna do? Apparently nothing, but whatever, let's continue. Yes, friends, look at this fucking creature. Do you think this piece of shit's gonna be a fucking model? Really? Fucking delusional ass fucking people. You can't even stand up straight, and you think you're gonna be doing fucking modeling. You're fucking stupid. You could probably make a snuff film. Yeah. Anyways, let's continue.
And they say that that's a male that's trying to be a woman.
Yes, friends. This motherfucker wants to be a woman. In my opinion, this fucker failed miserably. Yes. You think this fucking creature is going to be a fucking woman? Who the fuck wants this shit in their fucking... around their fucking arm? Yes, is this the kind of eye candy you want? Holy shit, fuck that. You eat this fucking shit and it'll give you diarrhea. But whatever, let's continue.
Tell me this ain't hell on earth.
Yes, I agree. This is hell on earth. We got all these fucking monsters here, all these ghouls and goblins, and we can't do shit about it because every time you fucking raise a finger against these motherfuckers, they are ready to crucify you. What kind of shit is that? But that's the world that we live in until it doesn't work anymore. And I think 2026 is the year when this shit starts to turn around, so I don't know, maybe it is wishful thinking in my part, but whatever, let's continue.
Shout out. Shout out.
Well, friends, what can we do? This is the shit that we have in our fucking world. Yes, we have all these niggers doing stupid shit. Yeah, I'd rather get fucking high and not deal with this shit. But fuck, there's so many times
hey,
you can do that. Yes,
I'd like to
save, and you gotta be dealing with more
and
bullshit.
Like to
fucking niggers with this stupid
so
fucking
I make my
shit.
Kids cut off
yeah,
the
well, I guess it's better than fucking robbing you, huh? They could do their fucking
they
little gay ass puppet
like
show.
It.
Hey,
it's
at
really
least they're not
fun.
Molesting their children, right?
It's time
right?
for y'all to start saving money.
But
smart.
Whatever. Fucking niggers are fucking stupid. But yes, I have fucking another clip of a white dude doing his fucking civic duty, and he's making traditional nigger food. Let's watch that. Enjoy.
I like to make a stereotypical food based on race. Today, we got black people.
Yes, look at this fucking nigger. He's trying to look like he's all fucking angry because they're talking about niggers. Yes, you niggers like fried chicken. Who doesn't like fried chicken? I like fried chicken, don't you? So what the fuck? So it's a stereotypical nigger food like watermelon and fucking grape drink and all that shit. Let's accept it. Like people say that fucking burritos and tacos are fucking Mexican food. It is. So I'm not fucking going to go, don't talk shit about Mexican food. It's fucking food. I like tacos and burritos. So what the fuck? You should like eating fucking fried chicken. It's in your DNA. Enjoy. Oh yeah, and you know what's funny? This nigger reminds me of the nigger from fucking that show Scrubs. He looks like him, don't he? Anyways, let's continue.
Before you come at me, I asked ChatGPT what they eat. But to be fair, I honestly might be slightly black too, because I'll go crazy for some crispy fried chicken and watermelon.
Fucking nigger, he's acting all butthurt like he doesn't like fried chicken. You see your mouth is starting to fucking water. Stop fucking being all stupid. Yeah, this guy's just trying to act, oh, it's racism even though I love chicken. Yeah, so stop being stupid. Eat the fucking chicken, man. Fuck.
This is definitely go-to comfort food, and with the rice seasonings and sauce, it ranks number 2 on the list. Let's give it a try.
Yo, I do look good as hell.
You see, friends, what the fuck? This motherfucker was complaining he was fucking already salivating for the fucking chicken. It's like, what the fuck, bro? Tanto pedo pa cagar aguado. If you don't know what that means, that's Spanish. It means all that farting just to fucking not even take a shit. Yes, nigger is what nigger does. But do you want to see some more nigger shenanigans? I got another clip. Let's do that.
And, but your life does not... Oh...
Oh shit, this nigger bitch just lost her fucking wig. What the fuck? Isn't that like fucking Janet Jackson when her tip popped out on that fucking halftime Super Bowl thing? Damn, look at this bitch. No fucking hair. Yes, now she's naked. Well, let's see what other shit happens, right?
Oh my god. Oh my god. Bruh.
Yeah, she lost her fucking wig. But yeah, aren't those things fucking like alive or something? Won't that shit like crawl back up to her head and like fucking reattach to her skull or some shit? I don't know. Well, let's continue.
We gonna keep this? Nigga. I can't even reach you, bro.
Yes, friends. Look at all this shit that women have to do just to make themselves look decent. Especially niggers that they wear fucking wigs. Yeah, the reason they wear wigs is because, like, they want to be white. They tie their hair up and they do all this shit so their hair doesn't look like fucking pubic hair. So they try to make themselves look white. And incidentally, it pulls the hair out of their fucking roots. So they're going bald. So, yeah, that's why the bitch is wearing a wig. Enjoy.
This is beyond embarrassing. Wait a minute. Whole wig cap.
You know what? It's a good thing that we're not attracted to the same things. Yes, I find niggers disgusting. So that means there's more nigger pussy for you. So rejoice, friends. Enjoy.
And that's sometimes what the Lord do, you know? But you trust the moment. You gonna keep this?
I'm gonna keep.
Yeah, man. Look at that fucking crazy ass wig. It looks like a fucking lion's mane. Why the fuck do people wear this fucking shit? Especially niggers. I don't know. I guess the world may never know. Let's continue.
Jesus. Jesus, help us. Help me when you press upload, Bob. I hate this for me, y'all.
Yes, friends. The world is full of fucking stupid. Yes, but what can we do? All we gotta do is just fucking... We're along for the ride, I guess. Yes, friends. They got all these fucking niggers doing stupid shit. But because niggers are fucking minorities and everybody's all... You gotta protect minorities. You gotta let these people do their bullshit. But what can you do as a fucking individual? Nothing, because you fucking stick out your neck for these fucking things and then they see you as a racist. So yeah, there's no way you're gonna win. No, just level up and save your pennies. Get stronger mentally and physically so like that when shit does fucking hit the fan, you can start doing things. Yes, friends, because we lost a lot of cool things in our fucking lifetime. And it's time to get them back, friends. So yes, let's go ensure the good future because this fucking is not a good ending that we're going into. So yes, if we don't fix this shit, man, Who knows what kind of shit fuck is gonna happen? But let's do awesome stuff, right? Well, I'll talk to you guys later. Goodbye.
There you go. Look at that. It's smoking. Not bad for an old statue. Miracles never cease. There you go. Look at that. It's smoking. Not bad for an old statue. Miracles never cease. There you go. Look at that. It's smoking. Not bad for an old statue.
This,
miracles never cease.